proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. We continue with our series about angels as the Bible describes them, focusing on their ministries as expositors and heralds. God utilized angels to explain or to proclaim certain events. This practice included, but was not limited to, the interpretation of prophecy. Angels played a prominent role in this area throughout the book of Zechariah. In the fourth chapter of Zechariah, for example, an angel informed that prophet about the meaning of a vision of a golden candlestick and two olive trees on either side of it. Regarding another vision about four different horses, a vision found in Zechariah chapter 6, an angel explained that they depicted, quote, the four spirits of the heaven, which go forth from standing before the Lord of all the earth, unquote. God sent the archangel Gabriel to explain the meaning of visions. Daniel frequently served as a beneficiary of that angel's revelations. In the eighth chapter of Daniel's book, for example, he experienced a vision about a ram with two horns and a male goat having what was described as a little horn. Daniel then, quote, heard a man's voice between the banks of Ulai, which called, and said, Gabriel, make this man to understand the vision, unquote. The remainder of Daniel chapter 8 dealt with the archangel's explanation about what that vision meant. Gabriel also appeared to the priest Zacharias, according to the first chapter of Luke's gospel. At that time, he proclaimed the impending conception and ministry of Zechariah's son, John the Baptist. When the elderly priest asked Gabriel, whereby shall I know this? The archangel replied, I am Gabriel that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee, and to show thee these glad tidings. This statement revealed that Gabriel enjoyed continual access to God. It also affirmed that God utilized Gabriel as a herald, bearing messages directly from God to men. Mary also received a visit from Gabriel, as recorded in Luke chapter 1. She heard the angel make perhaps the most profound proclamation ever issued in human history. Quote, Thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus, unquote. Gabriel added these words to his prophecy. Quote, He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end, unquote. Throughout the book of Revelation, we read about how angels delivered God's decrees to men. According to the 14th chapter of Revelation, for example, John saw, quote, another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation, and kindred, and tongue, and people, unquote. A different angel proclaimed the fall of Babylon, also contained in Revelation chapter 14. A third angel warned the inhabitants of the earth about the consequences which would ensue if any of them worshipped the beast or the false prophets. Sometimes God employed angels as intermediaries between himself and mankind. In these latter days, however, according to Hebrews chapter 1, God speaks to men directly through Jesus Christ, his Son. With the completion of the Bible canon, God no longer requires and uses angels to deliver prophetic messages. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.